with the Saturday morning scoreboard. I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports, KOKK. Final day of the winter sports season for South Dakota, final weekend at least. State High School basketball tournaments will crown five champions today. I'm out in Rapid City with the AA, of course, Class A in Sioux Falls, Class B in Aberdeen. We have the joint tournaments here in both Sioux Falls and Rapid City. Here on Tigers, here in the AA boys, will play for seventh place today as they lost their consolation game yesterday to Sioux Falls Roosevelt. Roosevelt coming out with the 62-48 win over the Huron Tigers. Head coach John Scouten said after the game yesterday that Huron just couldn't seem to get any momentum going when they could make a push on Roosevelt.
Yeah, you know, you got to credit Roosevelt. You know, we came out with a good flurry right to begin the game, and they responded. I didn't feel like we could really, like you said, string things together. We get a basket or two baskets, and we kind of turn it over, or we get a couple stops, and then we couldn't get a basket to go. Bottom line, I'm very proud of our kids. I thought the fight was great. I thought our kids' effort the entire game was, they never quit. They hung in there. They battled. But you got to give our guys a lot of credit. That's tough to do after a loss like yesterday when we thought we were, going places and then we weren't. So bottom line is our kids came to play. They laid it on the line today, and we got to ask them to do it one more time tomorrow. You know, you look at Roosevelt, that's just a nice club. They're going to be very tough to deal with the next couple of years. They got a very good sophomore class, Bell Camp, and a Large. I am very impressed with Large today. Boy, he had a couple of nice passes, and Bakeman's building something there. Bottom line is we know we're building something too, and, you just got to use games like this that hopefully will help us out in the future. Absolutely. Coach Bakeman, he's from a family that has a rich basketball tradition with his dad coaching as long as he did. Mitch had a great high school career, great college career, and now he's doing a great job at Roosevelt. 2 years ago, having only won one game and moving to where they are now. They've just got a great group of athletes, and we told our guys that. They knew that. They knew how hard it was going to be. We played them early in the season, and that's the nice thing about our schedule and everything. We got to see them. It wasn't like this was the first time we saw them. But you got to tip your hat to Roosevelt. They did a great job today.
I will interject one thing, too. Dad, Mike Begeman, was a pretty good ball player himself at Parker. Then I believe he went to USF or Augustana. I believe Augustana. So that you look at some of the individuals there. Kobe Bush, took a little while to get going, but they were focusing a lot of attention on him. But he just battled, and at the end of the day, he ends up with a double-double, 13-11.
Yeah, I'm very proud of Kobe. He's getting banged around. They put Feldkamp on him. Who's obviously shorter, but he's physical, he's tough, he's big, he's strong, and especially early, there was a lot of bumping and grinding on both ends. Kobe got off to that slow start. It wasn't like yesterday when he was hitting shots all over the place. These guys were all over him, got a smaller defender on him. But the bottom line is Kobe stuck with it. His teammates kept trying to get him the ball. Kobe's a willing passer, so we finally got some good cuts off of the post entry that we were finally looking for. And Kobe Dish, and 13-11, that's tough. And he's an all-state caliber player for that reason.
Nathan Borns led us with 17 points. You challenged him after yesterday. He was one that really kind of got caught in the headlights there a little bit. You challenged him during the game yesterday, then also here this morning, and he responded with 17 points.
Nathan Borns is a competitor. He's out there. He's a gamer, man. Yesterday he was disappointed with his performance. But you're right. At the end of the day, my job is to try to push those buttons and get the guys playing as hard as they can, and playing together. And I thought Nathan played incredibly well today. Hit some shots, was aggressive to the rim. Hit some kind of surface shots there in the first half with guys all over him. Stepped up to the line, made some free throws. I thought Nathan, I'm very proud of how he responded after yesterday. Because it's really easy for a kid to put his head down and to not, for me, woe is me. But that's not Nathan, and that's not this team. These guys will continue to fight. They stick together. Cooper Freiberger, I asked him to guard the big 6'7" kid. I thought Cooper did an outstanding job on him for giving up 4, 5, 6 inches or whatever it was. And then you bring in guys like Blake and Derek, Hayden, Mason, Colton, guys like that, Tanner and Tegan today. I thought for the most part, those two guys played better today than they did yesterday. But it all comes together. You know, it's the second game now. It's not the first game of the experience. So now we got to try to piece it together tomorrow with everyone playing and all players on at the same time.
John Scouten, head coach here on Tiger Boys Basketball. Nathan Bourne's led the way with 17 points. Kobe Bush, 13 points, 11 rebounds, 11 points for Tegan Evers. Huron now will close out the season this afternoon as they will play Rapid City Stevens. That'll be at the Ice Arena. Will be at 12:45 Central tip-off. We'll be on the air about 12:20 or so with the pregame. Rapid City Stevens fell to Sioux Falls Lincoln 74-67 in the other consolation game yesterday, so Lincoln Roosevelt will play for the consolation championship. The championship tomorrow night is Brandon Valley and O'Gorman. Was a very controversial end of that second semifinal game last night. In the first semifinal, Brandon Valley pulled away late from Harrisburg 53-40. Sioux Falls O'Gorman got a win at the buzzer, might have been slightly after the buzzer, but O'Gorman gets the 43-42 win over Yankton last night. So OG Brandon Valley in the championship, Harrisburg and Yankton for third place in AA boys. AA girls in the championship will be Brandon Valley and Sioux Falls Lincoln. Brandon Valley defeated Mitchell 52-38. Lincoln nipped Harrisburg 42-39 in the semifinals last night. In the consolation games yesterday, O'Gorman defeated Brookings 61-41. Stevens defeated Sioux Falls Washington 62-38 last night. Looking at the other tournaments in Aberdeen, Class B boys, DeSmit having themselves a good month of March. DeSmit boys in the championship. The DeSmit girls, of course, last week won the Class B title. DeSmit rolled to a 70-48 win over Viberg Hurley to advance to the championship game today. And they'll be matched up with Clark Will Lake as they eked out a 55-54 win over Bridgewater Emory. Consolation games yesterday, White River topped Jones County 78-56. Sully Buttes defeated Timber Lake 54-50. Moving to the Class A tournament, those games going on in Sioux Falls at the Denny in the Sioux Falls Arena. The top two seeds, the two undefeated teams, West Central and Winter, were able to advance to tonight's championship game. West Central defeated Lennox 44-41 in the semifinal. Winter slipped past McCook Central Montrose 66-64 in the other semifinal. Consolation games yesterday, St. Thomas More defeated Mount Vernon Plankinton 58-38. Todd County topped Aberdeen Roncalli 62-52. Finally, Class A boys, top seed T will play number two seed Sioux Falls Christian in the championship tonight. T outlasted Pine Ridge in the semifinal last night 57-51. Second semifinal, Sioux Falls Christian pulled away in the final minute or so to defeat Lennox 53-46. In the consolation games yesterday, Del Rapids defeated Hot Springs 47-37, and St. Thomas More defeated Madison 58-43. Again, all five of those state basketball tournaments will wrap up today, and we'll have the Huron Tigers on the air closing out our season for Huron Tiger Sports. Huron and Rapid City Stevens for seventh place in the AA Boys Basketball Tournament. 12:45 tip-off. We'll be on the air about 12:25 with the pregame on 1340 KIJV and Tiger 95. Basketball not the only state tournament going on this weekend in South Dakota. The Boys Varsity Hockey Tournament got underway last night in Pierre. They had to reshuffle the schedule due to the snow they had in the Pierre region. They got two first-round games in last night. Two more will be played today. Last night, 6-seed Brookings defeated number 3-seed Pierre to open the tournament 7-4. Number 2-seed Rushmore defeated number 7 Watertown by a score of 4-2. The two other games for the first round were pushed back to this morning. That included Huron All-Stars at 8:30 this morning. Number 5-seed Sioux Center will play number 4-seed Huron. They'll be followed at 10:45 by 8-seed Aberdeen and top-seed Sioux. Sioux Falls. So after that, the schedule will be the first consolation game, Pierre-Watertown, then the first semifinal, Brookings and Rushmore. Then they'll play the second consolation game and the second semifinal after that, as the four teams playing today, Sioux Center, Huron, then Aberdeen Sioux Falls will actually be playing two games today, and then they'll wrap up that state tournament tomorrow out in Pierre. So a very busy weekend here for South Dakota sports. A couple other notes to pass along before we wrap things up. Tiger Roar Booster Club will be hosting their postseason potlucks for girls basketball and boys basketball. Girls basketball postseason potluck will be Monday, beginning at 6 o'clock at the High School Commons. And then Tuesday, again, 6 o'clock, again at the High School Commons, will be the postseason potluck for the Huron Tiger Boys. Both are open to the public, and everyone is welcome to attend. Coming up on Dakota Sports Saturday today, we'll review the seasons for the Huron Tiger lower levels in boys basketball. Freshman coach Troy Brock, sophomore coach David Westby, JV coach Cody Kaufman will all talk about their seasons here. Of course, Huron Tiger varsity wrapping up their season today out here in Rapid City. With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK.
First up here, we're going to talk freshman basketball for the Huron Tigers. Troy Brock has just finished up his first year as head coach of the Tiger freshman boys basketball team. Their A team went 4-13. The B team went 3-8 this season. And before we talk about the boys, Troy, let's just talk a little about you and your family. You're a Huron High graduate. We're a football and basketball player. Made a state tournament. Made a state quarter or a semifinal in football. And your wife, Dr. Elise Brock, used to be Elise McFarland, a volleyball player. So what, high school sweethearts that kind of in a roundabout way made it back to their hometown?
Yeah. No, we kind of, even growing up here, we always thought that we wanted to move back to Huron and kind of give back to the community that kind of gave back to so much of us. And that was one of our main focuses when Elise finally graduated college. She signed a letter of intent to come back to the hospital and practice medicine here. So that's kind of what drew us back.
But really, you kind of hopped around the map for a while, which is not uncommon for somebody in the household that's pursuing a medical career.
Yep, no. To start out with, after I graduated from Northern and she graduated from St. Olaf, we moved to the Twin Cities, where she went to the U of M for medical school. And then after that, those 4 years, after having two kids, we moved to Iowa City and went to residency down there and at the University of Iowa. So.
Then you've been back to Huron about 2 years, though, right?
Yeah, it'll be 3 years come this. 3 years this, I think it's June. Okay. 3 years this June. We moved back in 2016, the summer of 2016, so it'll be a fun time.
Well, now let's talk about freshman boys basketball. And you're the new guy on the staff, although I'm sure, at least from the coaching staff standpoint, everybody is familiar with you just from when you played in the past, plus you've spent 2 years now on the football staff. What got you interested into coaching?
Well, ever since I graduated high school, I kind of admired Coach Roeder and Coach Bud, and that's what I pursued in with my education, is I am a education major, secondary ed with emphasis in social sciences. So, and I always wanted to do some coaching, so that was the main driving going towards my education degree, was I really wanted to coach and stay active in sports. So,
well, let's talk about this freshman team. As I said, you're what, 3-14 and 3-8, I believe, with the A and the B team, and just in a little thumbnail to start it off, a big group of athletes, but none of them are very tall.
Yeah, no. Our tallest guy is Isaiah Decker. He's about 6'4", but all the rest of them are either 6 foot or below. But, you know, like you said, they are very athletic. They are very talented young guys, and it's been a pleasure this year to be able to coach them.
We'll just kind of run down the roster, just talk about each of the kids, say a little about each one. I know some of these guys also, some of these guys did get their seven quarters in this year playing freshman and sophomore.
Yeah, no, I'll start out with Max Kranzler, number 10. He was our main point guard for our pretty much the whole year, our leading scorer. He really took a hold of the team and kind of drove them in a direction. He really matured throughout the year in knowing what to do and what not to do, so I really appreciated that out of him. Next would be Cade McNeil. He's obviously the quarterback for the freshman team, but he came in and he really was more the vocal leader, I would think, on the team. He, again, very athletic kid, really was able to drive and get in to get some good penetration. And then we got Peyton Grace. Tell you what, the kid's not very big, probably about a buck 50, maybe a buck 20, but he could get his hands on balls that you wouldn't think so. Jaden Beck, another real athletic kid. I really like the progress that he made this year. If he continues on that trajectory, he is going to be one heck of a player. Really good slasher. I think he kind of got more confident with his shot this year. Mr. Steven DeGeese, he was kind of one of the pop-out stars. He didn't really start on A or B, or he started B and played a little bit of A. But I tell you what, he kind of, towards the end of the year, kind of shined. He had 36, I think, against Pierre. And then the next time we played Pierre, he had 30. And then he ran off a couple games where he had 16, 16, then 24. I mean, he really showed up in those B games for me when I needed him, somebody to. Ethan Hunter, great kid. Just a great all-around kid. Works hard, does a great job of coming and trying to learn what we want as from a coaching standpoint. Then we got Johnny Hernandez. He's same thing. He's a quiet kid. He was one of the kids who at first didn't come out. I actually had to go talk to him, and I said to him, I go, Johnny, you're coming out for basketball. He said, oh, okay, coach. So that was a real fun time. Roger Pewterball. Roger is just a high-energy kid. He really impressed me early in the fact that he was upset with himself whenever he made a mistake and didn't do things right the way we wanted him to. And then we've got Ethan Remington. He is probably the most improved kid. He was another one who didn't come out for basketball right away, but ended up, I told him, like I told Johnny, hey, you need to come out for basketball. And he's like, well, but I'm not that good. And I said, it doesn't matter if you're good or not. I still think that you should come out. So he came out, and I tell you what, he was real timid at first, really didn't know what we wanted him to do. But he had a couple of games there where he really shined and really matured and got a lot of confidence in himself, not only on the basketball end of things, but just in general, his self-confidence. You could tell from the beginning of the year, that shy, quiet kid, towards the end of the year, where he really, really kind of came out of his shell and was joking around and doing all that stuff. Then we got the big guy, Isaiah Decker. He is obviously our biggest kid, probably our biggest kid as far as size-wise, not so much height, but size-wise on the whole roster. And obviously his brother is Justin, and he really was our big guy in the middle. He just did a lot of great things there, a lot of good rebounding, just really did what I wanted him to do, so.
You know, talking to Troy Brock, the freshman coach for the Huron Tiger boys basketball program. And, Troy, now as you look forward here, as we said, a lot of athletes here. I know a lot of them are focused on football as well, which we're not going to argue that point as well. But bottom line is these kids do like to be in the gym. What are some of the things you like to see them work on here as they progress here now through the Tiger system?
Well, I really want to see them come because I think this freshman group, from what I hear before I came on staff really didn't show up to the summer workouts. There was only a couple of them that really did, and I think that I've told them that that's what I think they need to do if they need to want to be successful in the game. And I really think they need to keep their high energy up, because they are a really high energy team, and they need to stick together as a team, because at times this year we kind of would get on each other, but towards the end of the year we really kind of started coming together as a team.
And just to wrap things up, we'll get back to you again. We kind of touched on you getting into the program here and where you've been here. One thing I have heard, too, I know you were an 03 graduate, because I was there that last year that you played. And sounds like you're still not afraid to get out on the court and mix it up a little bit, especially when the varsity is going to be going against a guy that has a little girth.
Yeah, no. I do like to get out there. Obviously, I'm not as in a good a shape or anything like that, but it's kind of been fun to come to varsity practices and help these guys get better. I really have a whole lot of fun since I had quite a few of these guys in football the last 2 years. So it's kind of been fun to kind of talk trash to Kobe or to Blake and kind of just mix it up with them.
Troy Brock just finishing up his first year as freshman coach for the Huron Tiger boys basketball program. We'll talk with sophomore coach David Westby next on Dakota Sports KOKK.
And we're back here, Dakota Sports Saturday. We talk here on Tiger Boys sophomore basketball with their head coach, David Westby. They came out of the season with a record of 3-17, and coaches, kind of an overview, obviously you like a few more wins than three, but you did see improvement. I know at one point you're really unsure if there was going to be a W out there, but they were able to come through there, especially second half of the season.
Yeah, we struggled early, but we did find a way to get three wins. We actually got those three in a row, which was good for our guys. They were really enjoying basketball for those couple of weeks. But, yeah, season didn't go as good as we wanted. But that's to be expected when you have injuries. But that's all right. You know, it's a growing process for our guys, a growing process for me, how we got to keep fighting through that and not use it as an excuse, but come to practice and get better every day. You know, it's easy to come when things are going good. It's tough coming to practice and ask a lot out of your guys when things aren't going good. So kudos to our guys for coming every day and getting better.
Talk about your kids. You did have a few ninth graders that played a lot of minutes, and of course you had a pretty large group of sophomores as well.
We did. We had four freshmen come up and play with us. Max Kranz came and play with us. He can shoot it pretty good. Cade McNeil came up and played with us as well. He's a very good penetrator. Jaden Beck came up as well. He's a very athletic kid. When we'd press, we'd use those three a lot in front of our press. Jaden's super athletic. He'll do anything you ask him to. And then Isaiah Decker's a big guy in the middle, and towards the end of the season he started buying into posting up, and he can really dominate a game when he's in there. And then sophomores, we had Tegan Fitzer, who was kind of our do-it-all player for us this year. He got moved up to varsity practice, which helped him develop, and then it showed during the games. Claire Hayes, another guy who would do it all for us, playing the JV game like Tegan, who was asked to play seven quarters every single night, whether he was tired or not, whether he was feeling well or not. Braden DeMars, he's a long, athletic kid who played a lot of minutes for us this year. Can shoot it a little bit, can bang a little bit. So he's one of those forward tweener guys who did good for us. Next we have Stefan too. Stefan was a foreign exchange student from Taiwan, who was awesome to coach this year. It's always interesting to see, like, you know, cultures change, but basketball stays the same, which is pretty interesting to me. We loved having him around. We'll miss him next year as he heads back to Taiwan. But it was awesome having him. Aiden DeJean, kind of another tweener guy. We asked him to guard big guys a lot, even though he's not a very thick kid. He's got a little height, but he would always do what's asked, and he's a competitive kid, wants to win.
One thing I do want to add with Aiden DeJean, how many times you see a kid play a ball game and then within 2 hours get his appendix out, as he did in Spearfish.
Yeah, and then not only that, but he had his appendix out, and then he came back the next day to Sturgis and watch his teammates and sit on the bench. we thought that was pretty cool. You know, he was showing all the guys his scars and stuff from the surgery. So that was pretty cool. He never. I think he missed one practice going to an appointment for his appendix to make sure he could be cleared, but he never missed practice, which was a pretty amazing thing with, you know, getting your appendix out. Next, we have Juan Urena. He was a guard for us, quick, shifty guard who can get and penetrate a little bit as well as shoot a little bit. Juan was a lot of times asked to guard their team's best player. Then we have James Bach, who would do whatever you ask. You know, a longer kid who would, you ask him to, you know, run the wing, he's going to run to the best of his ability. You ask him to run in the middle of the lane, he's going to do it. James really learned a lot and growed this year, which is great to see. Next, we have Tanner Marone, who is another big guy who would play in the post. He would work his tail off. Tanner was an incredibly hard worker, which is all we can ask for out of a kid who would just work hard. Next, we have Bo DeJean, big guy, post again. He'll do anything you ask. Gave his best effort every single day and got better throughout the season, which, again, is all you can ask for. Then we have Ryan Janes, who had shoulder surgery at the beginning of the season. He never actually even suited up for us, but he was at every single practice. Again, he only missed a couple for doc's appointments, but he was at everything, which says a lot about a guy who doesn't even get a play. And then we have Jaron Schley, who is a sophomore. He was at varsity practice most of the time, but every game he was on the bench cheering for his teammates, which is, you know, a tough thing to ask of a kid who can't play, you know, the game that he loves, both Ryan and Jaron. So that was pretty cool to see how they were great teammates, even though they couldn't participate and help their team win a game, they tried helping their team from the bench.
And just talk what you see in the future for these guys. I know they're a very athletic bunch. You take out a couple of guys out of there. We don't have a lot of size, but really these are kids that are very good athletes, but maybe just start time to refine some skills now.
Yep, so like obviously we got to have a great summer with these guys. You know, they got to find the weight room, get bigger, stronger, like you said. You know, you had Derek Simmons back in this group, and they get a little bit of size. You know, but that's okay. You know, we can't make any excuses. We just got to play with the guys we got. So they got to have a great summer. They got to be at most open gyms so that they can learn how our defense is played. You know, you'd think after a few years of help side defense, they'd start to grasp it, but they don't. You know, there's guys, you know, all the way through our program who still struggle with that, which is to be expected, and we just got to do a better job coaching. But like I said, they got to have great summers and working out individually with Coach Scouten, as well as coming to open gyms and understand the team concept, you know, where their role is on the team and how they can help the team win games.
You're talking to David Westby, sophomore coach for the Huron Tiger Boys basketball program. Just a couple other things to add on here before we wrap it up. First off, talking to Coach Brock as well. Sounds like you've been asked and been very willing to mix it up a little bit with the varsity guys when they need to work on a big body, and I guess you aren't that far removed from playing high school basketball.
That's 10 years a long time ago, Duff. Yeah, I don't know. We like to play a little bit. You know, we try to just, again, help the team in any way we can. If that means you throw on the shoes and you bang with the guys a little bit, try to make them better, you know, we'll do that. You know, my wife, I got a bruise on my ribs right now, and that thing is purple and all different kinds of colors. And she's like, what is that from? And I'm like, pretty sure Derek Simmons got really pointy elbows. But that's all right, trying to hopefully instill some toughness and, you know, desire from those guys. So,
and to wrap it up, you mentioned your wife, first baby in the Westby household coming. Getting your sleep now, right?
That's right. May 17th, our world's going to change quite a bit. So, yeah, we're excited. Little baby girl's going to come, and, yeah, then we'll see how it goes from there. Good thing summer's coming.
David Westby, sophomore coach for the Huron Tiger boys basketball team. We'll take another time out here, come back, and talk Huron Tiger JV basketball next on Dakota Sports KOKK.
And we're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday, and we wrap it up talking here on Tiger JV boys basketball with their coach, Cody Kaufman. Cody moved from freshman to a JV coach after last season, and they had a record of 7-13, won 5 in a row. And we'll talk about that, a record and such coming up. But first off, Cody, talk about a few other things. First off, talk about the move, freshman to JV. Obviously, coaching basketball is coaching basketball, but the responsibilities change. change a little bit in that?
Yeah, you know, with the freshmen, every day you know what you have. You know, you come in with your freshmen. The roster's the same. It doesn't really change. Some of the freshmen play sophomore, but mostly they play freshmen, and that's what you have. With the JV level, as we'll talk about with the players here, you know, you lose some. Some, you know, you only get three quarters for some because they're playing or sophomore. You only have three quarters or two quarters because they're playing varsity, and that changes. Sometimes they don't play any JV. Sometimes they play a lot of JV. But as far as the responsibilities go, you know, it's a step up and, you know, watching more film, doing more scouting reports, helping coach scouting with game planning, and just, you know, being able to get the varsity ready as well. So you're not just worried about the JV team, but you're progressing every day to get the varsity ready for, you know, for the goals that we have, which is make the state tournament.
And JV team did go 7-13 this year, had a strong finish to the season, which was nice. And I guess coaching JV is kind of a conundrum. I don't know how much coaching you do except during the actual JV games themselves.
Yeah, you know, it's the kids, and, you know, the kids will find out that, you know, when they're, you know, they have their role at the practices, and sometimes the JV kids' role is to be the other team, you know, so it's a tough toll to ask for them to do our stuff to fit into our system, but also to run the other team's plays. You know, like you said, we started off 2-9, was a little slow, but as we progressed, you know, we had a couple sophomores step up and started, you know, practicing with the varsity, and, you know, they developed really well, and that's what helped our progress in the JV game. And then we finished 5-4 on our last 9 games, and we beat some really good teams. We beat a Brandon Valley team that is very good at home. And, you know, I was very impressed with our 5-game stretch, and we just kept building on it. So, you know, we got better as the year went on, and it shows in practice right now as we're getting ready for the state tournament.
Talk about each kid they had on the team. Some played 4 quarters, some played 2, some played 3. That's the life of a JV player, a JV coach, but everybody had their different ways they could contribute.
Yeah, you know, first I'll start off with Nathan Borns and Cooper Freiberger. You know, they both have started varsity games this year. They both went through some stretches where we felt like they needed a confidence boost, so we gave them 2 quarters in the JV. They did just that. You know, they came in and did what they were supposed to, led on the defensive end, knocked down shots, attacked the basket, did what we asked them to do to get their confidence built up, and then you know, then we transferred them back to starting varsity, playing only varsity, and it's paid off so far. You know, the next two big contributors that we had and on the JV were Hayden Haig and Derek Simmonsma. Those two are my leaders all year long, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, they scored, they played defense, they rebounded, they did all the things that were asked, and that's why they've gotten time at the varsity level now, is because they've fit into the system and they do the things that they're expected to do, and they've progressed very good over the last year. You know, there's, and then we have some juniors that started, played, you know, and that's how it is. I mean, that's, you know, some juniors don't get to play a lot of varsity, and their time's coming. You have Zach Kaufman, Alan Bogue, Freddie Monteroso, Sean Quinto. Those four, you know, they played minutes and they did the things that they're asked them. Sometimes they didn't get to play very much. Sometimes they played all the time, and they do a great job every day in practice. Like I said, being Yankton or Watertown or whoever it is, and running the scout team, plus doing all the defensive principles, offensive principles that we ask them every day. And then we have three sophomores, Claire Hay, Tegan Fitzer, and Brandon Mars. Claire and Tegan are the two sophomores I was talking about earlier that progressed really well. They practiced with the varsity all year long, and they got better as the year went on. And that, to me, is where we started developing to get better as a JV team, is when they started to fit in, get acclimated to the speed of the game, and they fit in really well, and it worked out for us.
And just talk about some of the things you saw this year. Obviously, it was nice to have the nice ending to the season there after a bit of a slow start. But as always, there's things to work on. Now, some of these kids are going to be dependent on to start or at least play in that 7 o'clock game next year. What are some of the things you want to see these kids improve on?
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing is just to get in the gym. You know, we need to get shots up. You know, shot making is the key to the game. And it seems like anywhere, any level, you have shooters, you make shots. You know, it's that's the difference. And it's a lot of them making the three, you know, when you get open shots. And the other thing that I should mention with this group was decimated with injury. You know, we had Landon Hague, who was out for the year with a shoulder, and Jaron Schley was out for the year with a torn ACL. Those two kids would have been huge contributors at the JV level and probably would have played some varsity, you know, and with our size and enrollment, you know, losing two kids like that, that hurts your depth of your program. So, you know, getting those two kids back will help for next year, but the biggest thing is we just got to get in the gym, you know, understand their roles is the big thing. That's what I preach all year. Do your role, just be you. Don't try and be any more than you, and things will fall into place.
And finally, get back to yourself a little bit. Some people think I'm busy. I don't think they've looked at your life. You hold three jobs, and as far as I'm concerned, they're three full-time jobs. Your true full-time job, I suppose, working for Northwestern Energy. You farm with your dad and your brother. Anybody that's ever been on a farm knows that's full-time. And being a JV coach at the AA level, that's a full-time job. Plus, baby just came, so... Would 27 hours in a day work better for you?
I'm not sure there's enough hours in the day. You know, you're right. I just, you know, for one thing, my support cast is unbelievable to let me do all this. My bosses at Northwestern Energy don't balk a bit. I mean, I just told them, you know, I'm going to be gone leaving early Tuesday, you know, now instead of Wednesday for state basketball. Didn't say a word. Now, it sounds like, you know, we got another storm moving in. My dad and brother aren't going to be able to go out to Rapid City because they're home. We're calving now. And it's just how it is. And then, of course, you know, like you said, I have a four-month-old baby at home, and my wife has been wonderful through it all. You know, she takes care of, you know, takes care of everything, and my support cast is the best. Yeah, I'm busy, but, I mean, I wouldn't do this coaching if I didn't love it, and especially for the Huron Tigers where I played, graduated. It means the world to me to be able to do all this. So,
Cody Kaufman, head coach of the Huron Tiger JV boys basketball team. Of course, getting set for our final day of high school basketball today. Huron Tigers will wrap up the AA tournament later today. And you can hear that final game on 1340 KIJV and Tiger 95. Mike Hendrickson and the Sports Max coming up shortly. Up next, Territorial Rodeo Update brought to you by Premier Equipment of Huron. Thanks for listening to Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.